All right, here we go. First one of the new year. Subject: married to a hussy who slept with her father-in-law. Mm. Dear Stephen Shirley, please help. My godbrother is married to a hussy and won't leave her. She has locked him out of their home on several occasions while she has had male company. When he complains, she puts him out and cuts up all his clothes. When he does move on, she comes back and acts a fool, and he can't work because she will go to his job and act a fool and get him fired. He has come to our house with a black eye, scratches, and bite marks, and he still goes back. We have tried to talk to him and get him to go to counseling, but he won't go. I thought he was done when he found his father and his wife in bed. He left, but then went back. If he isn't tired, then we are. Mr. Harvey, what can we say that would help him? Okay, you can't say or do, for that matter, anything if he doesn't want your help, or if he doesn't even realize he needs help. How he doesn't, I don't understand with all this going on. If he doesn't understand that this isn't the way it should be, what can you do? I mean, he's been abused in every way, but he keeps going back, as you said in your letter. I mean, this is a grown man we're talking about here, a good and grown man. You know, if finding your wife in bed with your father-in-law, with your father, if that doesn't bring you to your senses, I really don't know what to tell you. I don't know what will bring you to your senses. You have tried everything. There's nothing more you can do. I don't understand. What is a godbrother? What does that mean? You guys aren't legally related. Are you guys friends? You just care about this guy, but there's nothing you can do unless he wants to take action and help himself. This is some foolishness. This is crazy. It is definitely abuse. And if he doesn't want to walk out and stay out, then, you know, my suggestion to you is to stay out. Steve?
I don't understand this letter.
Right.
I can't believe I came off vacation for this.
This is it.
Welcome back.
I was enjoying myself.
I know.
Wasn't y'all?
Oh, yeah. Great, you know, time.
I didn't run into nobody like this while I was off. Don't nobody stay at my house. Don't nobody come up to me with none of this.
He was in veil.
All right, here we go. Here's when I knew this letter was headed downhill. My godbrother is married, right?
I knew you were going to go
there. How old are you before you quit having God people in your life? It's a cutoff point with God parents. It's a cutoff point with God sisters, God brothers. Uh-huh. It's a cutoff point. What? 12.
Okay, 12.
After 12. Yeah, you can't have no more God people.
My God parents, my God sister, God brother, none
of
that
works.
No.
Because you grown now.
Okay.
Ain't nobody finna take care of your ass after that. You 18 and something happened. Go over your godparents, I'll see how it work out for you. You grown now. First of all, God parents has to be stopped. God brother, that's too. All right. Mm-hmm. Married to a hussy. None of these are familiar terms to me.
Hussy.
God brother and married to a hussy. See, I'm familiar with hussy. How we done got married, though. That's what throws me off. Because I know hussies. I can't marry no hussy.
Okay,
let's just stay right there. Uh-huh. Okay. And he won't leave her. She done locked him out of their home on several occasions while she has had male company. Mm.
Take your time.
Wait a minute. I go to my house.
Come on.
You done locked me out.
Yes.
Because you got another man in my house. At this point in the letter, we can quit typing. Because you can roll the credit. Because listen to me. This letter so over. Everything after this is criminal charges. We're talking chalk marks, yellow tape.
Yellow tape.
We're talking witnesses.
CSI.
We talking about can't speak on it because my lawyer said.
Gag order.
Yeah. All this is in play right now. So this, we'd have to stop this letter because I'm waiting. I'm currently on trial.
Yeah. Who is this
and guy? Court date pending.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there is crazy. Then when he complains, she puts him out, cut up all his clothes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.